Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to our Shmiras HaLashon class learning. Yesterday was Rosh Chodesh. Again, Chodesh to all. Today is Beis Sivan, which means we are in the final days of counting down to Chag HaShavuos and Zman Maton Toraseinu. So let us begin our learning. We are learning L'Idui Nishmaso and the Zecher Nishmaso Tzvi Gershon Ben Yoel V'Chana Lav Hashem. May his neshama have a continuous aliyah in the merit of this Torah learning and also in the merit of our working very mightily to be osek in this important matter of Shmiras HaLashon. Let's go to the Tefillah Al HaDibur, please. Oh, I forgot to send it to you. I'm so sorry. If you scroll back, you'll see it from the last time when I sent it. I'm going to resend it. 1 second. You could just scroll back on the Shmiras HaLashon class chat. Okay, I just reposted it. If anyone is interested, I just reposted it. I'm going to go to the, if you have your phone in front of you, you can go to Shmiras HaLashon class WhatsApp chat, and it's right in front of you. You can also scroll back, because I posted it the other week. Here we go. Ribono shel olam, yihi ratzon mefanecha, al rachum v'chanan, shetizekeni hayom v'chol yom, lishmer pi ulashoni milashon har u'echilus, v'ezahim l'daber afilu al ish yachid, v'kol shekein al kol Yisrael, o al chelek mehem, v'kol shekein milhis ra'im al midosav shel ha'kolish baruch hu, v'ezahim l'daber divrei sheker chanufa mecholkes ka'as gaiva, Onaas dvarim halbanas panim leitzanos v'chol dibur aser v'zakeni shelo ledaber ki im davar hatzarich le'inyanei gufi v'nafshi v'yiyu kom asai v'diburai l'shem shemayim amen v'amen. Also, with Alyssa's permission, we dedicate this class to bracha v'gad v'asracha gilta for a refuah shalema v'soch she'archa le'yisra'am. So let us begin our learning. So what we're doing is we're not actually going back to the sefer yet, because if you recall last time, we had what I think was very important, very insightful learning based on Maseches Arachin Daf Tes Vav. Okay, so Amun Beis, the Gemara goes into many parameters and ideas related to Lashon Hara. And last time we actually had a very halachic based class defining four different categories. There is Lashon Hara, Rechilus, Hotza, Shema, and Ona Estvaram. This was brought down in the Gemara Artsko Maseches Erechin, Tesvav Amud Beis. In the footnote, there's an extensive delineation of the parameters and the categories of sins of speech, and we went through those at length. We did further, a little bit further in the Gemara as well. So what I want to do today is continue in the Gemara. You also notice that I posted a handout for you on the chat. You will need that handout for today's class. So I'm going back into the Gemara, so I'm in Maseches Erechin, okay? 15b, Tesvav Amud Beis, where the Gemara spends some time teaching us about the severity of sins of speech. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, Kol ha-mesaper Lashon Hara, anyone who speaks Lashon Hara, ki'ilu, says the Gemara, kofar bi'ikar. It's as if he was a kofar bi'ikar. That is a very strong statement of the Gemara, as if he denies the absolute fundamentals of the existence of God, chas v'sham. A kofar bi'ikar is the ultimate rejection of a Jew, of kaviyachos, if it were possible, the Ribbono shel Olam and Yehadus, sh'ne'amar, as the Pasuk says, asher amru l'lishonenu nagbir, sifasenu itanu mi adon lanu. They have said, because of our tongues, l'lishonenu, because of our tongues, nagbir, from gibor, we will prevail, we will be strong. Sifasenu itanu, our lips are with us, therefore, mi adon lanu, who is master of us? Rhetorically saying, because our lips are with us, our tongue will prevail, there is no one who can rule over us. And Rashi says here, Mayitain the Chom, Mayusif Loch, Oda Kodesh Baruch Hu, who Shmira Shalot to Saper La. Oh, that's sorry, that's not, 1 second, please. Sorry, that's not, we did that last week, sorry. Rashi says, Ha'omrim l'lishonenu nagbir, the people who say, because of our tongues, we will prevail. Rashi on the Gemara says, Kimisha Omer, as if one who says, Mi Adon lanu, there is no master over us. Dekofrim be'ikar, so Rashi says, we have no master over us, as if someone is a kofar b'ikar, they trust in their tongues that they will prevail. And with our lips, they will prevail. Who is master over us? Rashi says, they're saying, there's no one who's master over us. We are master over ourselves. And it is like they are a kofar b'ikar. So the footnote in the Artsko Gemara, which I want to point out here, is as follows. First of all, two things. The Chavetz Chaim, okay, the Chavetz Chaim in Sefer Shmir Salashon understands this statement to be referring exclusively to a Baal Lashon Hara, a habitual speaker of Lashon Hara. You know, it's funny, Alyssa, this morning I woke up, I thought to myself, okay, I didn't speak yet, so I couldn't have sinned with my sins of speech if I haven't even spoken yet. So Chavetz Chaim says, one who is, when the Gemara says that a Lashon Hara speaker as a kofer bi'ikar, Chavetz Chaim understands that this is a habitual, constant speaker of Lashon Hara. Although someone who speaks Lashon Hara once has transgressed a negative and perhaps several negative and positive commandments, he is not yet in the class of a heretic. Okay, second of all, the Gemara here quotes, Asher Amru Lilishonenu Nagbir Sifasenu Itanu Mi Adonanu. We've already translated that. That's a pasuk from Tehillim Perek Yud Beis. Those who say, I'm quoting from the footnote, because of our tongues we shall prevail. They embrace Lashon Hara. They are deemed as if they are saying, there is no master over us. They do not accept upon themselves the master is heaven, in heaven, as we already saw in Rashi. They are considered a kofer b'ikar. Now, the speaker of Lashon Hara often causes bitter harm to others, but without reaping any benefits for himself. And it's true when you think about it. Interestingly, one of the outcomes of negative speech is that you cause damage to others, but what do you gain? You don't really gain anything. One who can do such a disgusting thing to his fellow without at least the rationalization of personal gain must be acting that way because he is totally thrown off the yoke of heaven. So there is absolutely no gain from your Lashon Hara. Alternatively, the phrase, our lips are with us, lilishonenu nagbir, sifasenu itanu, indicates the attitude that we are free to say whatever we want, however we want, and there is no reason to restrain or modify our speech in the slightest. Our lips are with us. Sifasenu itanu. So if the lips are mine, I can do what I want, when I want, how I want, talk to whom I want, in the way that I want. Those who hold this attitude fail to ask, where is Hashem who made me? Where is Hashem, whose creation's every movement is subject to his approval? We forget that someone made us. We forget someone created us. We forget that our lips are not ours. They are rather God's. In regard to other sins, the sinners know they are sinning. But they are in a pursuit of a desire. They feel a trace of guilt. But when it comes to speakers of Lashon Hara, we do not even generally gain anything. It is only Chalila repudiation of the omnipotency on the control of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the art school footnote says to see end of Hilchos Tumas Tzara'as, the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. So what I did was I went to look it up, and that is your handout. Okay, this is the Rambam Mishnah Torah. So if you did not see, I posted it yesterday on the chat. You do need it. This is Hilchos Tumas Tzara'as. So why did I come here? Because Seches Arachin 15b in the footnotes, one very lengthy footnotes on this Amud, one of the things it says is to see Hilchos Tumas Tzara'as by the Rambam. So I went to look it up for you, and here it is. And I want to go through this with you. If you printed it up, I printed it up, actually, it's in front of me right now. If you do not print it up, then if you're looking on your phone. So the Rambam in his Mishnah Torah, I just want to unlock the call.
The meeting is locked. The meeting has been unlocked.
Okay, so Hilchos Tumas Tzara'as, the conclusion, okay? Im chazar bo, so what he does is he says all the degrees and stages of what will happen to a person who is stricken with tzara'as. Im chazar bo yitaharu, v'im amad birisho, ad sheyisarfu mishtana oro, v'yitzdareya v'yihem muvdal umifursam levado. So if he did teshuvah, he will become purified, and if he stands in his wickedness, okay, and you will need to burn his possessions, his clothing, his leather, and his garments, and he will have tzara'as. And finally, if he's not listening to anything, yeh muvdal, he will be separated from everyone. Badad leishev, umifursam levado, and he will be sitting there and publicize that he is all alone. Remember, he has to call out with his own lips, tamei tamei yikara, ad shelo yis'asek besichas harasha'im, so he cannot be busy with the speech of the wicked. Shahu halit sanus the Lashon Hara. It's interesting that he puts Leitzanus even before Lashon Hara, because we had a class here where we learned about the dangers of Leitzanus and how dangerous Leitzanus is based on the first pasuk. I hope somebody remembers, based on the first pasuk, the first parak, I should say, in Sefer Tehillim. And Leitzanus leads to very terrible sins. And the Rambam here writes that he will be isolated and he will use his own lips to let everybody, to publicize, to make it famously known that he is sitting by himself, so that he cannot be busy with the speech of the wicked. And what is the speech of the wicked, says the Rambam? Leitzanus, mockery, jesting, sense of flamboyancy and making everything into a mockery, and you had this veloshen hara. Val inyan zem mansir b'torah. Now, the Rambam says, and over this matter, the Torah warns us, v'omer, the pasuk says in Devarim, hishamar b'nega hatzaras, be very careful, be on guard from nega tzaras. That's Devarim chof dalet ches, as you see right there. And the very next pasuk tells you, after the pasuk says, be very weary, be on guard from nega tzaras, the very next pasuk says, zachar is Asher asa Hashem Elokecha l'Miriam b'derech. Remember what God did to Miriam on the way. So I don't know if anyone remembers, but it was a couple of years ago where we learned the Rambam, who speaks about the Ramban, I'm sorry, where we learned the Ramban, who speaks about this mitzvah of Zachar Sasher asa Hashem Elokecha l'Miriam b'derech. The Ramban, if you remember, in his commentary on Chumash, says, why are you publicizing Miriam's sin? Isn't that further Lashon Hara? By publicizing her sin, that she spoke Lashon Hara, we're coming up to, by the way, in Perikid Beis of Bamidra in a couple of weeks. So aren't you furthering Lashon Hara? But the Ramban says there how important it is for the Torah to warn us to stay away from the sin. Beautiful piece of the Ramban. He says that Miriam only meant for Moshe's good, but nevertheless she was punished, and the Torah needs us to learn from this. So the juxtaposition of these two psukim, says the Rambam, Hishamar b'nega hatzaras, be very careful from the affliction of tzaras, and remember what God said to Miriam, Harehu Omer, as if the Torah is saying, Hisbonenu, pay close attention, litbonenu, pay attention, contemplate, Ma era l'Miriam hanaviya, look what happened to Miriam the prophetess, Shadibra, I'll tell you what line I'm up to, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5th line, Shadibra be'achiha, she spoke about her brother Moshe. Shahaisa gedola mimenu b'shanim. She was older than him in years. V'gidaltu al birkeha. Look what the Rambam writes. She raised Moshe on her knees. V'sikna ba'atzma lahatzilu min hayam. Never mind. She put herself in great danger to save him from the water. That's in beginning of Perek Beis. And Shemos, after he's born, we know that v'titzasev achosu merchok l'dam ma yasalo. And she could have gotten in big trouble for trying to save a Jewish baby. She puts her own life on the line to save him from the water. The hilo dibra bignuso, and she wasn't trying to speak of his disparagement. Ela ta asa, she made a mistake. We cannot say such things about our great leaders. But the Rambam writes us, shehishtavu lishar nevim. What was her great mistake? When she said, aren't we also prophets? God speaks to us. She equated Moshe to other prophets, like Lishavah, to make equal. She made Moshe equal to the other prophets. Vehu lo hikpir al kol dvarim aleh. Not only did she intend for the good. Not only did she raise Moshe on her knees, not only did she put her own life in danger to save him from the water, and not only was it just an innocent mistake, and all she said was she equated him to other prophets, and not only that, he didn't even care. Hulo hikpid akal tvarmeh, he wasn't makpid on his kavod, he couldn't care anyway. As the pasuk says, "Baha'aloscha va'ish Moshe anav mod mikol adam asher pnei adama." So after we're told they speak lashon hara, Moshe is not upset, and he doesn't become a kana'a, and he's not insulted. He's so humble; he doesn't even care. Va'afal pikein, and despite all of this, miyad ne'en shabitzaras, says the Rambam. Despite all of this, there are so many reasons to exonerate Miriam. Nevertheless, she was immediately afflicted with tzaras. So the Rambam says, Kal v'chomer. So he says, Miriam's a tzaddikis. She's a prophetess. She meant for his good. She raised him on her knees. She put her own life on the line. It wasn't deliberate. It was just a mistake. And Moshe didn't even care. And nevertheless, she was immediately punished. Kal v'chomer. How much more so? Livnei Adam harishaim hatipshim. How much more so to these wicked, foolish men? Shemarbim ledaber gedolos v'niflaos. They increase to speak about great wonders and great things. Meaning it's a little bit like hyperbole. It's a little bit sarcastic. We think what we're talking about is so important and so wondrous, and we can't stop talking about all these forbidden things. People who are rishaim, people who are tipshim, wicked and foolish. Lefichach, and therefore, ra'ui l'misha rotze l'kavin or chasav. And therefore, the Rambam says, I'm going to give you advice. You know, the Rambam's Mishnah Torah is really a compilation of halacha, but here it's very interesting because this isn't really halachic, but it's rather very hashkafic, halachic advice as to what to do. Lefichach, ra'ui l'misha rotze l'kavin or chasav. Therefore, what should a person do? It is appropriate for he who wants to strain his paths, l'hisracheik, to stay far away, miyishivason, from the gatherings, from the sitting, from the dwelling places, from the where these people gather, umiladaber imahen, stay far away, don't speak to them. Kadei shelo yitafes adam birashas rishaim v'sichusam. So a man will not be caught on the snare, in the trap of the wicked and in their foolish ways. So he says, you know, you should stay away from them. Where they sit, where they hang out, where they are together, don't go there. And don't even speak to them, because you risk being ensnared by their trap that they set and their foolish ways. And this is the way of those who the way of those who sit, and the mockers and the scoffers and the wicked. Now, what he's going to show you here is how speaking negatively leads to a progression where a person becomes such a degenerate that they throw off all aspects of Yahada. So look, he's going to talk about the downward spiral of a Baal Lashon Hara. It's very interesting how he once again speaks about the Leitzim, and you see how dangerous is the sin of Leitzanus. While Derech Zay Yeshiva Saleitzim, that is one of the categories that we daven for, that Hashem should help us to stay away from. Habanas Panim Leitzanus V'chol Dibrasu. So you see how dangerous it is. So here we go. This is the way of the Yeshiva Saleitzim Harashah. Batechila, in the beginning, Marbim B'divrei Havai, they speak about nothingness, worthless words, foolish nothingness. Ke'inyan she'ne'emar, as the pasuk says in Kohelas, Parakei pasuk beis, v'kol kisio b'rov dvarim. The voice of the foolish one is through a multitude of words. Kol kisio, the voice of the foolish, b'rov dvarim. So when a person speaks too much, when there's a multitude of words, invariably he's going to be a fool, and you will be able to tell through his voice, that he is a fool because he's constantly chattering. We just had Parshas Emor as we closed the book of Vayikra. Towards the end of the book of Vayikra, we have the Makalal, the blaspheme, the one who blasphemed Kaviachas, if you could curse, God forbid, the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so to speak. But we know that his mother, right at the end of Parshas Emor, was Shlomis Bas Dibri. Shlomit Bat Dibri. Shlomis Bas Dibri. Why was she called this? Shalom, Shlomit from Shalom. Dibri, le daber, when Rashi says there on Chamish, because she was constantly chattering, shalom alechen, shalom alechen. She was a chatterbox who was constantly chattering, pitter patter, chitter chatter, shalom alechen, bat dibri, one who was always speaking. She ended up getting herself into trouble because she was the only one in Egypt who ended up being intimate with an Egyptian man. And this Makala was the son of Shlomis bat Dibri, and the son of an Egyptian man. The Omechokas is where should he pitch his tent, because he doesn't have a Jewish father. But the point is that too much chatter ultimately got her in trouble. The kol kisil berov devarim. So the fool's voice will be heard through a multitude of words. So a person has to be careful, not only not to sin with sins of speech, but if something isn't necessary to be said, so I shouldn't say it. We don't need to always be talking. And from this too much excess chatter, berov dvarim, with a multitude of words, ba'in l'saper b'gnus ha-tzadikim. He will come to speak about the disparagement of the righteous. Ke'inyan she'ne'amar, like the pasuk says in Sefer Tehillim, Perek Lamed Aleph, pasuk Yates, Tehillim 31:19, te olamna sifse shakar, hadovros al tzadik asask. Let their lying lips, the lips of lying, should be mute from Elaim. Let their lying lips be mute from Elaim, because those who speak arrogantly against the tzaddik. So what will happen is from too much chatter, it will now lead to sins of speech, and he will come to slander the righteous, the tzaddikim. Quoting from Tehillim, Umitokach. I'm from this. Kngelaham Hergel, the Daber Binevim, another stage of going down. I was listening to a shiur say by Rabbi Zev Lef, and he quoted an oft-known parable, and he just reminded me of it yesterday because he said again, but we all know this, and he said that life is like an escalator. A person is either going up or a person is going down. The topic of his shiur is actually the seven sins in the beginning of B'chukosai Hashem will punish us by seven for our seven sins. And he was showing how there's a degeneration from sin number one to finally being a kofar b'ikar. And this is really what the Rambam is doing here as well. We don't start off being a kofar b'ikar, but first you're talking too much. And then you start to talk about the tzaddikim. Amitokach from this. Yelam hergel l'daber b'nevim. So now what's going to happen? Now you're going to start to talk about the prophets and you're going to regel. If you remember, Rashi says, Milashon regel. Now he's going to start talking Lashon Hara about the Nevi'im. And by the way, when we talk about the Nevi'im, today we don't have actual prophets. You could talk about Nach. Those are the words of the Nevi'im. Or talk about our great leaders. Dofi b'divrein ki'inyan shenemar. And think of, I'm not sure what Dofi means, but it's not something good. You know, I remember reading a Ravali Melech Biderman, V'lamal Shinim Alsi Sikva, okay, which was the 19th Brach and Shemon Esrei. It's not 19th in chronological order, but to the slanderers, let there not be hope. It was the 19th one that was added to the Shemon Esrei. So one person went sent to the next. What does, one second. I don't have a sitter in front of me. So someone said, what does simager mean? So the rabbi answered, I'm not sure what it means, but since it's in the context of sa'aker, sishaber, simager, sichalim, sashpirim, you should cast them down, you should destroy them, you should erase them. Simager means something that is not good. So we speak about dofi by the yamim no ra'im as well. It's one of the achets. V'laseis dofi b'divrehem, ke'inyan shane'amar. So you will come to be used to and accustomed to speaking Lashon Hara about the Nevi'im. And your words will be negative. Like the Pasuk says in Divrei Yamim, what the Rambam is showing you is there is a descent. Don't think that you're neutral. If you're going down, you're on the escalator going down, down, down. Vayihu, says the Pasuk in Divrei Yamim 2, Lamed Vav Tazayin. Vayu mal'ivim b'malachei ha'elokim. They mocked the messengers of God. Uvozim divarav. They despised his words. They made a bizayon of Hashem's words through the Nevi'im. Umit atim b'nevi'av. And they scoffed at his prophets. So first, it will just be stupid, silly, nothingness, words of the foolish. And then it will be against the tzaddikim. And then it will be against the Nevi'im. Umitoch kach, says the Rambam, ba'in l'daber be'elokim, v'kofrin be'ikar. Eventually, you will come to speak against the Ribono Sha'olam. And a person will become a kofar be'ikar. Shanamar, as the Pasuk says in Malachim, look at this. Vayich pa'u b'nei Yisrael dvarim, asher lo kain al Hashem elokeham. The b'nei Yisrael fabricated things about Hashem, their God, that were not true. So all of a sudden, we start to talk about not only about tzaddikim, not only about righteous, not only about fellow Jews, not only about Nevi'im, but like the Gemara says, the Rambam proves to you how you become a kofar be'ikar from going down that escalator, down, down, without ever stopping, without ever saying I'm on the wrong side, without ever saying I'm descending, I better hop over the barrier and get into the upside. Until you become a kofar b'ikar, and we fabricate things about Hashem that were not true. V'harehu omar, the pasuk says in Tehillim Ayin Gimel Tes, shatu b'shamayim pihem u'lishonem tihalach ba'aretz. They have set their mouths against the heaven, and their tongues walk the earth. We have set our mouths, not we chas v'sham, a person. Sometimes maybe, I don't want to say be so negative. Us, we too have sins of speech. Chas v'shalom, we should never come, God forbid, to this terrible point. If we're going on the down escalator, we have to realize we have to hop over the barrier and go up. Shatu b'shamayim piyam, they set their own tongues against the heaven. U'lishonam tihalach ba'aretz. And their tongues prance upon the earth. Mi garam lahem, asks the Rambam, lashis b'shamayim piyam. L'shonam shalcha techila ba'arts. Who caused them, he's explaining this pasuk from Tehillim, that their tongues should be against the heavens, their own tongues that first went wagging in the earth. If a person lets his tongue run loose on the earth, eventually it will come to be against Hashem in Shemaim. Zohi sichas harasha'im. This is the conversation of the wicked. Shego remes lohen yeshivas kiranos. The yeshivas kinesio shall amei ha'aretz. And it causes them to sit with those who sit on the street corners and those who gather, like the amei ha'aretz, the ignoramuses, the yeshivas bate mishtaos im shose shechar. Look at this. And they come to frequent the houses of the drunk people, the people, places where people drink, people who are drunk. So look what he says. This is the talk of the wicked. And eventually a person will come to sit with the yeshivas karvanos. You're going to be on the street corner with those degenerates, and you're going to sit in the gatherings of the ignoramuses, and finally you're going to be drinking with those shosei sheikhar. Aval, however, sichas ksheirei Yisrael, the speech of the kosher ones in Israel, the righteous ones, the whole ones, the complete ones in Israel, eina ela bedivrei Torah v'chachma. The speech of the righteous in Israel, the kosher, Adam Kosher, in Israel, is one who speaks about Torah and wisdom. Lefichach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozer al yadan u'mezaka osrem ba. B'derech shadam rotze lelech b'amolichin oso, b'alitar misayin oso. Therefore, Ribbono Shel Olam will help you. And he will make you mezaka. He will make you worthy, righteous. He'll help you have the schusim to speak properly. He will help you. Hashem, I just read and taught something beautiful the other week. Related, because it says Hashem is our Ozer. So we say in the Shemona Esrei that He's the Melech Ozer Umashia Umagain. At the end of Bracha of Avos, we say Hashem is the Melech. Okay, He's the King. He's the Ozer Moshia Umagain. This is brought down in the Sefer on the Shemona Esrei by Rabbi Avram Zikron, who is a son of Rabbi Pesach Kron, and Rabbi Avram Zikron has a Sefer on Shemona Esrei that has a Haskama of his illustrious father, Rabbi Pesach Kron. So he distinguishes, what does it mean? Hashem is the Melech, okay, he's our King. What's the Ozer? The Moshia Umagain. And it reminds me of this here, because the Rambam says, Hashem will be your Ozer. Oh, he brings down three distinctions between these three categories. They're not the same. By the way, since I learned it a couple of weeks ago and taught it, Baruch Hashem, it's really changed my Shemona Esrei. Ozer means Hashem will help you, so to speak. Okay, yes, I know that Hashem, we all know that Hashem does everything, but a person still exerts his shtadla. So Ozer means Hashem helps you, so to speak, with the things that you work at, the things that you do hishtadlus with. Hashem will help you get the job done. The Moshia, the Savior, means that Hashem does things for you that you cannot possibly do on your own. So if something seems insurmountable, and even with your hishtadlus, you think it can never be done. At times you don't even know what hishtadlus to do because it seems so impossible to do anything. Hashem is the Moshia. He will do for you what you can't do on your own, meaning you can't even exert or invest any ishtalas because the situation seems so impossible. And finally, Magain is, he is your shield who will protect you from harm. So when the daven mincha bezos Hashem, just a side point, yes, this is very much a class on Shmiras Halashon, which we all very much need. And these past few classes have a very in-depth focus on halachic matters. Here we're learning the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, but just a nice word on tefillah. He is the Melach, he is your king, he is the Ozer, he helps you, so to speak, with those matters that you're working on. Moshia is Hashem, I don't even know what to do in this situation. Hashem does it for you. The Magain is, he is your shield to protect him from bad in the first place. But why does this remind me of that? Because in the third to last line on your handout, Leficha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozer. So what does that mean? You have to put forth your effort. You have to work. You have to do your hishtadlus to protect your tongue from sins of speech, and then Hashem will help you to be successful. Shneamar, as the pasuk says in Malachi, "Oz nidbaru yirei Hashem ish al yirei ehu, ish al re'ehu." Then the God-fearing spoke to each other, one man to their friend. Vayakshev Hashem, Hashem paid attention. Vayishma, and he heard. Vayikasev sefer zikar on the funav. He writes in the book of remembrances before him, "Liyirei Hashem." To those who fear God and those who think of His name. So Hashem is paying attention. As Nidburu, Yirei Hashem Mishorei, when the God-fearing speak to each other, one man to another, God is paying attention. God is listening. He writes it in the Sefer Zichronos. I was thinking to myself, I know it sounds a little crazy to say, but we're not so far from the Yamim Noraim. And the Sefer Zichronos will be open before him. And he's paying attention to our speech. For the God-fearing will pay attention to the name. Silkuluhu, Hilchos Tumas Tzoras. The Rambam felt that this was so important that he actually puts it in his halacha compilation of Mishnah Torah. This is a Sefer of halacha. That means that this is what we just learned. It's actually halacha. It's a halacha. You should know. By the way, when you think of the word halacha, it's very, very interesting. You know, we always talk about halacha being law, halacha being law. What does halacha actually mean when you think about the word itself? Lahaleich means to go or to walk. It's very interesting. I'm sorry. Excuse me. It's very interesting. Halacha means to go or to walk. So why is Jewish law called to go or to walk? Because we are walking in the ways of Torah. We're walking in the ways of Chachamim. We are walking in the ways of the Sanhedrin, the Anshei Knesset HaGadol. We're walking in the ways of the Gedolei Ador. We're walking in Piske Halacha. How they told us which way to walk. And the Rambam feels that this is so important that this descent, this downward escalator, this downward spiral from a person just being a late, from just sitting with the fools and just talking about divrei havai, nothingness, worthless speech. And the end, he's illustrated to us based on these psukim from Tanakh, how a person can actually become chas v'sham, a kofer be'ikr, who sits at the street corners with the ignoramuses and who sits with the drunks and uses their tongues for nothingness. But Hashem is always watching. Hashem is listening. Hashem is writing every word we say. So this means that these teachings of the status of halacha, this isn't a storybook, and it's not a Musar Sefer. Mishnah Torah is halacha. Silku, and he felt it so important that before I conclude the halachas of Tumas Tzoras, I need to tell you this. So yes, you have to know what Miriam did. And remember that she only intended for the good. Kal v'chomer l'bnei Adam harishaim. Hatipshim, shamarbim ledaber gedolos v'niflaos. Very powerful, very important. You're welcome to keep that hand out. Okay, I'm going back to the Gemara, Masachas Arachim. The Gemara continues, different topics, here we go. Well, not a different topic, the same topic, but just slightly different teachings by the Gemara. V'amar Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra. Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra says, "Call him a misaper lashon hara." So, last thing we learned in the Gemara in the Seches Arachin, remember, is that you're one who is a misaper lashon hara is a kofer be'ikar. We saw Rashi on the Gemara. We saw the Chafetz Chaim's footnote that says that it means someone who's a habitual speaker of lashon hara. But then we actually saw the Rambam who proves how one who becomes so accustomed to speaking lashon hara can actually become chas v'sham a kofer be'ikar. Now, going back to the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra says, "Call him a saper lashon hara nega'im ba'im alav." Anyone who speaks lashon hara, the affliction of tzaras, nega tzaras, will come upon him. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, "Milishani b'seisir re'ehu oso atzmit." He who slanders his neighbor in secret, him I will cut down. He who slanders his neighbor in secret, him I will cut down. Pasuk from Tehillah. So the Gemara says, how do you learn this? That you will be stricken with negat zara'as from the pasuk milashani baseser re'ehu oso atzmit. He who slanders his friend in public, I will cut him down. Because the Gemara says from there, 1 second. Okay, I'm not getting into that. Now it starts to talk about something from the Yovel year. Leave it at what I said, please. So I don't know if I... I'm here, 1 second. It's complicated. I'm going to leave it. The Gemara says that one who speaks about his friend, his neighbor in secret, him I will cut down. And the term atzmis alludes to tzara'as. That's what the note in the article says. The term verb atzmis, milashani b'seisire oso atzmit or atzmis, alludes to tzara'as. So he who slanders his friend in secret, Hashem will cut him down. How will he cut him down? By bringing upon him negat tzara'as. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, "Ma'i dichtiv." What is the meaning of that which is written? Zos tiyat Torah's HaMetzora. This will be the law of the Metzora B'yom Tohara. So this is the beginning of Parshas Metzora, Perek Yedad of Vayikra. Zos Tihia, Reish Lakish says, Torah So shall Motzi Shem Ra. So here's the source that Metzora, it's a Meseches Arachin still, that's what Amud Beis, we are still here. The Motzi Shem Ra is what makes up the word Mitzora. So even in saying the word Mitzora, you have an allusion to the fact that this person used his words for negativity. He was a Motzi Shem Ra. Another statement of Reish Lakish regarding Lashon Hara. V'amar Reish Lakish, ma'i dichtiv, what is the meaning of that which was written? Im yishoch hanachash below lachash. If a snake bites because it was not charmed, you know, snake charmers, I don't think we have them in our society, but I'm sure in some other countries and continents you do have them. If a snake bites because it was not charmed, the Ein Yisrael Nabal HaLashon, then the speaker has no advantage, okay? That is a pasuk from Koheles. So the footnotes explains, the verse means, if there is present a snake and a charmer of snakes, but the snake bites someone because the charmer did not attempt to exercise his powers, there's no advantage to his art. What's advantage to your art? If the snake bites someone and the charmer did not attempt to exercise his powers, then there is no advantage to his art. Here, the snake, when the charmer of snake, obviously the nachash, brings to mind what? I know we're not together, so you can't answer, but the nachash is reminiscent of the first nachash in the Garden of Eden who brought Lashon Hara to the world. So, if the snake bites because it was not charmed, then the speaker has no advantage. So the Gemara says, "La'asid lavo in the future, miskabtos kol hachayos uvos etzon nachos." Listen to this: in the asid lavo, all the animals will go and they will gather around the snake, the omros, and they will say to the nachash, "Ari dores v'ochal." A lion claws, a bird that is a dores, is a bird of prey. Ari dores v'ochel. A lion is an animal of prey. It's a predator, but it eats the prey. Ze'ev toref v'ochel. A wolf is a hunter, and he kills the prey, and he eats it. These animals have different methods of attack, but they derive benefit from their attack. That's how Hashem made them. The snake is a dores. A bird that is a dores is a bird with talons. It claws, and it eats the animal. A wolf hunts and tears apart his animal, but he needs to eat it. But they will say to the snake, "Ata, but you, mahana'a yeshlach, what benefit do you derive from biting people and killing them? Why do you do this?" I just saw actually last week in the news that a yeshiva bachur in Eretz Yisrael was bitten by a snake and he was in serious condition. I did not see follow-up articles, so I don't know what happened. But they're all going to come to the snake and they're going to say, "What benefit do you derive?" Omer Lahem, and he will answer as follows, V'chi ma Yisrael neval halashon. And he will answer, and what advantage is there for the speaker of Lashon Hara? Just like I do not derive benefit from biting, so too, what is the speaker of Lashon Hara, who is compared to a nachash, derive any benefit from his words? And the footnote says, the Maharal explains, the snake and the speaker of Lashon Hara are anomalies in this world, anomalies in this world. Exceptions, or yotzei min haklal, or they're not like everyone else. Unlike all other creatures, they will act wickedly without any personal benefit. This indicates their very essence is evil, and their expression is, and their behavior is an expression of this evil. So the snake is compared to, or I should say, the speaker of Lashon Hara is compared to, the speaker of Lashon Hara is compared to a snake. And in the end of days, all the animals will gather around the snake. And they will say to the snake, "What benefit did you have? A lion claws, but he eats the prey." That's how Hashem made the lion. "And the wolf tears apart, toref, his animal, but he eats it." That's how he's supposed to be. He's a predator. "But you, what benefit did you derive from biting people? If you were not even charmed, you weren't even proving anything." And he says, he will answer by saying, "What benefit does a speaker of Lashon Hara have?" He's saying, "I'm no different from a speaker of Lashon Hara. Is that the level we want to be on?" The Maharal says, unlike all other creatures, both the Mesaper Lashon Hara and the Nachash act violently, negatively, wickedly, without any personal benefit. This truly indicates their very essence is evil, and their behavior is an expression of that internal evil. And the snake will say, "Ma Yisrael Nabal Halashon." What advantage is there for the speaker of Lashon Hara? it's a frightening matzav. Very powerful lessons that we are learning here from the Gemara. Today we learn the Rambam as well. And it's all a reminder of how serious, how truly serious are the sins of speech. I'm now going to go to the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, a lesson a day. Confirming suspicions. The Torah does not accept circumstantial evidence as proof of a person's guilt. Thus, when one suspects an individual of improper behavior, we may not decide his suspicion. So it's a suspicion, okay? You may not decide your suspicions are correct based on the person's reaction to accusations or other strange behaviors that may strongly point to his guilt. When a person is framed and called guilty, you have no idea how they're going to act. So maybe your suspicions made him all flustered, or maybe your suspicions and your accusations make him seem even more guilty. Nevertheless, if in addition to the circumstantial evidence, such suspicions are subsequently supported by someone else's claim to have actually witnessed a person engaging in such behaviors, now it's not just that you're suspicious, but somebody else actually saw the person engaging in the suspected behavior, one does have the right to believe his suspicions are correct. However, to whatever degree possible, the listener is obligated to judge the perpetrator favorably. He must seek to understand his motives. He should not be swift to condemn him. Moreover, one may not pass on the information without fulfilling the preconditions for relegating negative information for a constructive purpose. I'm actually going to read, which I don't usually do. Interestingly, it just happened to me a couple of weeks ago. So in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, a lesson a day, there's the halacha, okay? So let's just review what we said. If a person has suspicions, you may not believe it is accurate just because you're suspicious. And if you confront the person, they seem even more guilty. You don't know, maybe your confrontation or accusation threw them off. You can't believe it unless someone else tells you for whatever reason they actually witnessed the behavior. So that's a different matzav, and you are allowed to believe it, but still you must try and be done the kav schus to the greatest extent possible. So on the last kind of day, there's always the halacha, and then there's always the hashkafic piece after that. So I don't usually ever really do the hashkafic piece because that's what we spend the whole beginning of class doing. But this opposite page, the confirming suspicions, is called dealing with humiliation. So I am going to go over this because, Alyssa, we've spoken about this in class. I want you to know something because I remember when you told me it originally, I think recently, I was really embarrassed by something. To the point where I was actually crying. And I quickly thought to myself, wait, Michal, daven, this is your opportunity. You've been embarrassed. This is your opportunity to daven to Hashem for something, for anything that you want or need or that seems impossible. And I did, Alyssa. I really did. I remember when you spoke to me about this. So you should know it was mechazik, and I try very much to apply. You should just know I'm not sitting here preaching chas v'shalom. No one should think that. I always say I'm talking to myself first. I always mean that I'm talking to myself first. I try very much to apply what we learn. So therefore, I am still in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, a lesson a day. The opposite page of confirming suspicions, I do want to take the 2 minutes to go through it today. Because I think maybe this could help somebody else. I was really embarrassed. It was a couple of weeks ago, and I was almost to the point where I was actually in tears. But I davened. I talked to Hashem through my tears, and I asked for, I'm not going to say the bakasha, but I was davening. Dealing with humiliation. So I think this is something relevant that could apply not only to Michal Ham, but I'm sure that other people have been such a matzav as well. I hope not, but it could be. The author of Sefer Charedim writes, whenever someone insults or humiliates me in public, I place a scale before my eyes. On one side are my sins, on the other side are the insults and humiliations which have been directed towards me. I see the side of my sins weighing down lower and lower. Remember that escalator, Rabbi Zev left. You're on a downward escalator, and we saw it in the Rambam. And those sins, you know, in Shamayim, for your downward escalator, they're going to be going lower and lower. But yet I choose to bear my disgrace in silence. I tell myself I deserve it. I'm just quoting the Sefer Charedim from Sefer Chafetz Chaim. I do this whenever faced with any sort of distress, be it through another's word or deed. And the commentary is, that's from Sefer Charedim, the average person would prefer to suffer humiliation if this will prevent him from suffering monetary loss, as when his property, God forbid, is threatened by failure or other means of devastation. How much more so should one be willing to suffer humiliation if this will save his soul from punishment? Certainly, then, one should react to humiliation with silent acceptance. It's a very hard madriga. It's very difficult. No one likes to be embarrassed. And by the way, please be very careful. Do not go around embarrassing people and then saying, well, I'm helping save them from the din in the olam ha'emes. Mutav sheyishlach adam bekiv shana esh v'al yab mipnecha v'ero bebrabim. We're coming now to the story of Rus and David. David comes from Peretz. Boaz comes from Peretz. Peretz comes from the union of Tamar and Yehuda. Mar was willing to be thrown into Akiv Shana Esh, Bracious Paraklam Mechaz, rather than embarrass Yehuda, who made her pregnant in public. So no one go around embarrassing anybody else. But when we are embarrassed, we have to remember that perhaps Hashem is helping us achieve something for ourselves. And if a person can hold their tongue, I will tell you that after it happened, I was able, once I calmed down, and the next day I did speak to the person and said that it was very difficult for me, etc. But use it as an opportunity. Recognize Yad Hashem and everything. How can I daven? How can I hold my tongue? How can I bring the situation down instead of causing it to fan the flames, perhaps, of my chlokas? But as we learned a lot today, a lot of food for thought. We should be zocha that Hashem should help us continue on the path of going on the up escalator. Neshama of Tzvi Gershon ben Yoav v'chana Allah v'Hashem should have a continuous aliyah. I wish you all a chodesh tov and a very meaningful and uplifting zman maton toraseinu. Thank you all very much. Have a wonderful day. Kol tov.